It's the segment of the show where I really should just get up, go get a cup of coffee, and roam around the sales department and poke people for a few minutes.
Well, we will try to, as we go through the years, educate you and bring you more up to speed.
Well, that's a good idea. At least I'm trying. I mean, I'm putting forth the effort. You got to admit that, right?
The sales department is not going to mind being poked today. They have these final four games that they get to sell now.
Oh, that
cha-ching! Commissions
Plus,
are being earned.
It's 5:39. They're not here yet.
Are you kidding?
They're just rubbing sleep out of their eyes.
In. Yeah.
Some of them are just sobering up from the weekend before.
Okay.
Do you hear the promo I ran a couple days ago?
I don't think I did.
I hear many promos that we run on this station.
I decided that because it was for Thursday's promo, but promoting Friday's show, I said that on Friday we were going to douse a chimpanzee in coconut oil and set him loose in the sales department.
Woohoo!
And that went very well. It was very inspirational for a lot of the salespeople. It was good. All right, so the big story is, of course...
I can think of one salesperson that doesn't talk to you, and you wonder why.
Well, you know, and hang on a second. Let me.
He uses the term weasels to describe them. That might have something to do with it.
Sales weasels?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Jeez.
I used to be one, so therefore I can. I understand. And see, when we talk about that issue, my IDC flares up, and I'm very, it kind of, you know, it's not so much that I get gassy, it's just I just don't care. Let's talk about opening day in baseball.
Yeah. Life begins on opening day.
I don't know about that, but I mean, it's an exciting thing. What's happening with the Brewers? What are we doing today?
Brewers are playing the Braves, the opener of their season.
Atlanta.
Tough. First month schedule for Milwaukee. They've got the Cardinals twice. They've got the Braves. They've got the Red Sox. They play a whole bunch of games against teams that made the playoffs last year. So it's a tough start for Milwaukee. I think the Brewers are going to surprise some people. I think the Cardinals are still the team to beat in the division, but I think Milwaukee can grab one of those wild card spots.
Okay.
Aside from Ryan Braun last year, the Brewers had a lot of injuries. Two seasons in a row, really, that the Brewers' year was messed up by people getting hurt.
Uh-huh.
At the end of spring training last year, they had guys that were hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, at least the team starts the season healthy. That's a big, big difference.
Now, is the off season enough time to get healthy for these people that had injuries? Were they minor enough injuries where they can get healthy?
Yes.
Well, there were a lot of other teams have suffered injuries in the off season and in spring training. There are a lot, especially pitchers. There are a lot of pitchers that are hurt going into the season. The Brewers are not a team that is. I mean, their pitching staff is healthy going in.
So that may be a bit of an advantage.
At least in the early going here.
All right, we're going to hope so anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so talk to me about the Final Four as well. We've got UConn, Kentucky, Gators, and the Badgers.
Right.
All right.
I think a lot of people are surprised that Kentucky is there. I mean, Connecticut is there. Kentucky, maybe. They were an 8 seed playing all freshmen or a lot of freshmen, so that's kind of surprising, I think.
I've heard, I mean, the name UConn does not, it's familiar even to me when we're talking basketball tourneys.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I mean, it's not like, oh, what the heck's UConn doing in here? I mean,
this year they were thought to be not as good as past
Okay, all right. Is that just the talent that has come up the ranks, or is it a coaching staff change? What are we dealing with?
You can't be good every year. Some teams are better than most every year, but there are going to be peaks and valleys for any college basketball program. You're graduating people out. You have to replace them. It all depends on your recruiting.
You're saying it's hard to stay on top?
It's hard to stay on top.
Now, the Badgers and Kentucky is a fascinating game because Kentucky is a storied college basketball program.
Right.
And yet there's nothing to like about them. Kentucky recruits the very best freshmen in the country and plays them, and none of them graduate. I mean, they leave school after a year or two and declare for the NBA draft.
Number
of players who actually go through 4 years of the Kentucky program is embarrassingly low because they leave early.
Okay.
Whereas the Badgers have players that have developed within Bo Ryan's system. And this year, they have a very experienced team that plays very well together.
Yeah, the term student-athlete can be laughable at some points, but in this game, there's a definite dichotomy. Badgers, student-athletes, Kentucky, athlete-students.
No. All right.
It's interesting, too. This is the first time the Badgers have made the Final Four since 2000, when Dick Bennett was the coach. And these two teams, couldn't be more different. I blog about this today on WSAU.com. The 2000 team was a grinded-out, defensive, first. It was the team that that Wisconsin got the reputation for being a low-scoring, boring defensive team. No stars, just grinded out, scores in the 30s and 40s. This team may be the most enjoyable Wisconsin team I have ever seen play. They are just so much fun to watch. They can score, they can move up and down the court, and yet they still play defense and still can stop other teams.
And there was this really authentic moment that most people may not have seen, because it happened after the game was over, and they're interviewing Bo Ryan. But the game had ended like 20 minutes afterwards, because the post-game show goes on forever and ever and ever. And they're asking Bo Ryan about his team, and the guy who's interviewing him is one of these old ex-coaches who's now doing color commentary for CBS.
Mm-hmm.
And asked Bo Ryan about his father. Bo Ryan's father died earlier this season.
Right.
And something that no one really knew unless you were a former coach, Bo Ryan and his dad would go to the Final Four every year as spectators.
Oh, cool as
that. That's what his dad would do.
And Bo Ryan's father would tell him every year, you're going to make it next year. You're going to make it to the Final Four next year.
And he makes it to the Final Four the year that his dad dies.
Ugh.
And Bo Ryan is asked about it. And you see Bo Ryan on the sidelines, and he's yelling, and he's unpleasant, and he's very, very intense. And yet the moment where he was asked about his dad was a very real and very touching moment in the post-game interview.
Yeah. You guys have given me great information on UConn, Kentucky, and the Badgers. What do you know about the Gators? What can you tell me?
Well,
what insight?
I mean,
the Badgers have beaten them already
this
year.
It's not going to happen the second time.
Well, they're good. I mean, there's no question. Every team is good at this point in time. But, they're good, and they could definitely win it all.
I think the Chicago Cubs may have a problem here. Their home opener is today, right?
Are they opening at home? They're playing really today? Okay.
There's going to be a surprise guest throwing out the first pitch.
Okay.
His name, he's a lifelong Chicago Cubs fan.
Uh-huh.
Louis Reinhardt is gearing up for the game of his life on Friday. Well, apparently this happened, I guess it's going to be Friday. I don't know. Who cares? The issue is he is 100 years old, and he is going to throw out the first pitch.
He actually saw the Cubs win a World Series.
It is his 100th birthday, and it's the 100th anniversary of Wrigley Field.
So he's unlikely to see the end of this season. He's throwing out the first
He may
pitch
not see the end of the game. Now, how, I don't know, man. How is it a good idea to have a 100-year-old man chuck the ball across?
Well, he won't be able to throw it all the way, probably. It'll get halfway.
Ah, got barb!
The crowd will go nuts.
Yeah.
For a preseason game at their stadium, which is a dump, had torrential rains and sewage backed up into the locker rooms and clubhouses.
And it's not the first time it's happened. Oakland is trying to get a new stadium built, and Major League Baseball and the San Francisco Giants are not allowing them to do it. And so they're stuck in this old dumpy stadium, where the sewage backs up in the bathrooms.
Oh, nice.
Floods
That's
the locker
beautiful.
Room.
All right, so there it is. Now, if you're having problems keeping track of who's left in the Final Four.
Here we go.
Tom King and the Progressives have put together this little ditty just for you.
Badgers, Gators, Wildcats, and Huskies. The song's much easier without the other 60 teams. Wisconsin, Florida, Kentucky. UConn, who picked them? Nobody. Your bracket's ripped up, tossed to the floor. In North Texas, they'll settle the score. The Final Four.
Central Wisconsin's news talk and weather station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.